USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Labor Department's reporting that around 145,000 jobs were added in December, a number that's below what economists expected, but the unemployment rate remained the same at 3.5%. The Labor Department report says there were increases in retail and health care jobs. The mining industry lost workers. Overall, 2019, a good year for jobs. The 10th straight year, the U.S. added more jobs than it lost. Police in Florida releasing more information about what led to a morning lockdown at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. They say a man with a gun vandalized a car and the front door of his ex-wife's apartment in that vicinity. Police got a tip that the man might be near the base, so MacDill was notified and the lockdown was ordered, but the man is now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Along party lines, a resolution calling for the limitation of President Trump's authority to order military action against Iran has passed the U.S. House. Democrats say the president needs to get authorization from Congress before taking actions that could start a war. The resolution was prompted by his recent order of a U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian general in Iraq. He was defending that decision before the faithful at an Ohio campaign rally last night.
For years, the sadistic mass murderer, Qassem Soleimani, planned and executed attacks against American targets, killing and wounding thousands of U.S. service members.
Puerto Rico's governor says electricity should be back on across the island by Monday, the worst earthquake in over a century, knocking out the territory's biggest generating plant a few days ago. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
For the seventh month in a row, fewer people are being stopped and detained at the nation's southwest border. Customs and Border Protection announcing yesterday that enforcement actions declined by 5% in December. Encounters are down a total of 72% since what the department calls the peak of the humanitarian and border security crisis last May. The agency says agents do continue to seize drugs. More than 93,000 pounds of drugs intercepted nationwide last month at the borders. That's a 5% increase as compared to November. Georgia Congressman John Lewis is back at work in Washington. The Democrat representing Atlanta and the civil rights icon returning to the House floor yesterday for the first time since he announced last month he's battling pancreatic cancer. Lewis said previously he plans to carry out his legislative duties while undergoing treatment. Lewis voted in favor of that resolution yesterday to restrain the president's war powers. And Ken Jennings is a win away from being named Jeopardy's greatest of all time. He'd gone on a 74-game winning streak back in 2004 and notched his second win on last night's episode of the greatest of all time tournament. It's pitting the three highest money winners ever against each other, the other two, James Holzhauer and, of course, Brad Rutter. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.